James formed a robber band when his ma was killed by a railroad man. But you know two wrongs don't make a right. His best friend shot him one Saturday night. He was living by the gun, boy. Always on the run, boy. Never had no fun, boy. Living by the gun. You never had a chance, boy. They'll get you by and by. Well, if you live by the gun, well, that's the way that you're gonna die. Ooh. Well, Billy the Kid was a fearless man. Never got scared, no, he never ran. In 21 years he shot 21 dead. But Pat Garrett got him right in the head. He was living by the gun, boy. Always on the run, boy. Never had no fun, boy. Living by the gun. You never had a chance, boy. They'll get you by and by. Well, if you live by the gun, well, that's the way that you're gonna die.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was a nice way to start.
Congratulations, Gabam.
Yeah,
that's a great record.
This is one I've been waiting for a while. And I was lucky enough that Mr. G-Minus Mark...
Who is G-Minus Mark?
...decided he would sell me his copy. So, yeah, this was Dick Holler, Living by the Gun on the Ace label.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And yes, Mark... He is back. He's as back as can be.
Yeah, we bring up the show quite often, Truckers, Freaks, and Geeks.
Yes, so. We can think the only reason, why do we even talk about this so often? Because he is our, he is the reason why we thought that spinning records with a microphone is a cool thing.
Yeah.
And
he wasn't doing it anymore, we had to do something.
The main reason that we started this show is that... I don't know, years ago, like 10 years ago, Mark did this thing like every 2 weeks, and he did it once a month for quite a long time.
And then maybe twice a year.
Maybe like, every 2 months, then for a while it was twice a year. And then two and a half years ago or something, he just, we never heard anything from him. He just disappeared. He was busy doing other things, and he did good things. And... then we thought, okay, well, it's pandemic and Mark doesn't make any more podcasts. Well, I guess he's gone forever. So we just do our own. And what happened? Yesterday, or what
two
was
days
it? Two
ago.
Days ago, yeah. He threw out two brand new podcasts in a row, and they're fantastic.
Well, one 2 days ago and one yesterday.
Yes,
yes.
So you got to listen to that.
2 days in a row.
You got to listen to g-mark.podomatic.com. Anyway, yeah. You find that Markley Allen, somewhere he's spinning records. He has it all. The second show he did just yesterday is amazing. He plays just great stuff, and I love that.
But right now you're listening to Golly Gosh OG.
Exactly. Why do we announce our own radio show with somebody else's radio show? That's stupid. And yes, welcome back. I'm going to do something I don't usually do. You know, we were supposed to start the show with something, some sort of killer. But I don't know. I just play, I would call this a pop record.
Well, I did start the show with a killer.
Well, you started. Yeah, the starter has to be a monster.
But a gun and being killed, so it definitely was a killer in many ways.
That's true.
Living by the gun.
This year is, I would consider this more of a pop record and actually a successful one. It's not even expensive or anything. Joyce Webb on Domino. That's Ain't That Just Like a Man. Kind of a... Well, maybe I would also consider this almost popcorn. It's pretty good. And Joyce Webb, when I first saw this, I thought, oh, Joyce on Domino. There's probably Joyce Harris. It's not Joyce Harris. There have been two Joyces on that label. And this is the song. It's a really slow and really smooth. And you better enjoy that.
up your emotions in a terrible mess. Ain't that just like a man? Ain't that just like a man? Ain't that just like a man? Treats you fine one day, next day he's mean. But ho, when he loves you, you feel like the queen. Ain't that just like a man? Oh, you'd like to believe everything he says, the promises that sound so fine. And yet you know as soon as your back is turned, he's handing someone else that same old line. Ain't that just like a man? All around if he can, playing the field while you worry and fret. He won't settle down, but here's what you can bet: he'll come right back expecting you to love him yet. Ain't that just like a man? Just like a man.
Break no line.
My alley with sorrowful sounds, crying rags and all iron, and pulling his cart. Asked him how much he'd give me for my high broken heart.
Rags and all iron, rags and all iron.
All he was buying
was just rags and all iron.
That old rag man how much he would pay
for a heart that was broken when you went away,
for a burnt out old love light that no longer beams, and a couple of slightly used second hand dreams.
Wow.
Something completely different from us.
I should have started the show with that one almost, but yeah. Anyway, I didn't, and I played it on the third song. But this way, this was
information.
Yeah, no, and pointless. Ronnie Chapman, Rags and Iron, Old Iron, on the Columbia label.
What would you categorize this as? Is this like a old-timey, crazy folk blues? What is this? Is this art?
It's like one of those working man kind of songs, yeah. But then, yeah, I don't know. It's really, I like
but
it a lot.
But it's high produced. It's really loud. Big production, Columbia. What is it? Columbia. What am I going to play? I was just going through the latest.
Yeah, I was distracted by all the chaos over here.
Oh, damn it.
Tons of records laying around trying to unorganize as usual here. So.
Okay.
Because we just discovered a new box of records he forgot about.
Yes, there was a box of records that I brought last time. I put it in a corner, and the first two records were Skabas. And I thought, oh, yeah, Skaba just left a record box here. And then I realized, no, these were only those two. And the rest is mine. What I wanted to do, or maybe I should keep that for the next show, my Bertram Records special. I wanted to do a special about Bertram Records. Maybe I'll start with this. I don't even know if that's the right side. Let's see what happens. I just bought a record from Bertram from Hawaii, and that is yet to come. And I bought this from Canada, by the way. If you're in Europe and you haven't ordered records from Canada yet, do that now, because I don't know what's the matter with their shipping or how they do that, but it's shorter. It takes less than a week from Canada to Germany than it would take from Switzerland to Germany for some reason. And the problem is there's one of those Bertram records in there that I really wanted to play now, but since I'm in a hurry and I have to queue something up, I took this one here. This is Nature Boy and Friends. That's what it says. A song called Surfer John. Is that the right side? There is, let me check this quick.
John Surfer.
Yes, this is almost terrible. This is kind of a terrible record.
Yeah, that's what we're going to go with the new one, huh?
For some reasons, I'm interested in this Hawaiian label run by Bob Bertram, who was the owner of the label. The label started as the name of International Records, and then he put his name over it, Bertram International. That's why I call it Bertram. And it's all kind of mixed, and my holy grail from that output is Ken Craig's Silver Coin. And I played this on the very first episode, and since then I'm really interested in this label. And they put out... yeah, good stuff, great stuff, also terrible stuff. This is somewhere in the middle. Nature Boy and Friends with Surfer John. I don't know why I'm playing this, just because it was on top of the pile. Here it is.
John, Surfer John, he was not afraid to die. John, Surfer John, he rode one way too high.
killer was born in the Arctic Sea. A killer whale fed through history. Well, two fishermen called him Fearless Dee and Namu. Well, around Namu they built a pen. They made it strong to hold him in. Hooked up a tug and started to move with Namu. Oh, well, he started to move about 3 knots at a time. Yeah, Namu swam along, well in his prime. One swinging wheel at the end of the line. For 10 days and nights, Namu was feeling fine. Namu! Oh, yeah, Namu! Away from the Arctic, Namu is home. Always a killer, he'll never more roam. Yeah, but don't take a chance, you can't mess around with Namu. Started to move about 3 knots at a time. Yeah, Namu swam along, a whale in his prime. One swinging whale at the end of the line. For 10 days and nights, Namu was feeling fine. Namu! Oh, yeah,
Namu. Namu.
Sam, now
I was
now
really
you
dirty.
Know.
I forgot to clean it before putting it on.
That was really dirty.
I was in a really hurry. I was in a really hurry.
You were a really hurry.
I was in a real hurry.
But at least now you know what killed Surfer John. I guess it was Namu,
the killer whale. Well.
It was quite a boss record. And why is there two
really,
bands on there?
Really like a G minus. The Dorcells with the Gator Man.
Two bands. The Namu. Dorcells. How do you spell that? Dorcells with the Gator Man. Interesting. From Linwood, Washington. Interesting. Okay, up there in Washington, the coast, they have killer whales. Cool. Speaking of up there in the northwest, there was a story that Mark talked about in his last show. And that is how...
Well, don't tell the story. They did listen to the show and hear the story.
Yes, but at least there is a connection here.
Okay.
that is because... I don't know if you're looking for records on eBay. Sometimes people sell a lot of 50 records in a box. And we tried that once or twice and it's always crap. It's always junk. It's Bill Haley and Johnny Cash hit records that... It's just, you know, 50 cent crap box. And sometimes you're lucky enough to find one record that pays off for the $10 that the box costs. And Mark, something happened to Mark. Not the last show, the show before, I played you Jimmy Staton, Hot Hot Mama on Blue Hen. And I thought, that's a record I would never see and would never own that because it's like incredibly rare and expensive and great. That's why I played it from Repro. And Mark... Damn it! He found one of those a lot of 50 country records in a box on eBay. Bought it for $12, and in there was Jimmy Staton, Hot Hot Mama on Blue Hen. And I was like, "That can't happen! It can't happen!" But yes, it did happen. But sometimes people are lucky, and sometimes even I am. And that's where the connection goes.
Can I move that to here?
You want to move that over there?
Yeah.
Oh well, wait a second. Okay. Ah.
Doing some technical things.
Okay, Scabba's queuing up this next record. Once upon a time, I put on a record on the Discogs Once list. It's Lainey Walker. No Use Knocking on My Door, also on Blue Hen. And I had no idea if this is a rare record or not. But anyway, I just put it on there. It showed up and it was like, that's really cheap. It was like, what is it, 30 or 50 or something? Like, I thought, okay, that's probably... Do I have to change the mic? Okay, I'm over here. And it showed up on the once list. No, it is the 78 status already.
Oh.
Yes, I forgot to take it off. Did I?
Sorry, we're having some difficulties here.
Yes, we're having some difficulties. I think
trying
this...
to slip into 78 needle. Sorry to interrupt your story.
This is the 78 needle.
Oh, okay. Then you've been playing your records on 78 needle.
Which didn't...
Oops.
Apparently that didn't do any harm.
Anyway.
Okay, now back to the topic. There was a record, this record, Lainey Walker, No Use Knocking on My Door, came up on the Discogs Want list for a ridiculously low price. And seconds later, I said, yes, want it, buy it. And then I thought, oh man, this is an expensive record. And then the seller just canceled the order, said, no, this order is canceled. And I said, hello, why are you doing this? And then he wrote back to me, said, I thought I have a repro, and I canceled the order. But I said, oh, well, mistakes happen. What would you want for the original, if you notice that it's original? And he didn't get back to me. He just put the record back on Discogs again in the original section. And I put it again in the card and I made the order. And I wrote him like, so what is this now? Am I going to have this record? And there was no response from him other than the record was in the mail. So I have a beautiful, not very great condition copy of No Use Not Gonna Matter by Lainey Walker on Blue Hen out of Delaware. And the unfortunate part is that the other side, Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe, which I don't like so much because it's incredibly stupid, is in absolute pristine, wonderful condition, and the side I want it for is not. But you know what? I'm going to enjoy that so much when I listen to this. I have to turn this all the way up because it's not a really really high volume pressing. Killer, primitive, perfect primitive rockabilly sound. Like it.
With Delamita gal, she's a mighty sweet. I know that she just can't be beat. You might as well be on your way. There's no use knocking night and day. So knock, knock, knock on my door. You can keep on knocking till you knock her soul. Like I done told once before. No use knocking on my door. Rock, man, rock. I'm telling you for the very last time, I'm walking a straight and narrow line. Cause I met a gal that's really true, that's more than I can say for you. So knock, knock, knock on my door, and keep on knocking till you knock her soul. Like I done told you once before, no use knocking on my door. Go boy. On my door, and keep on knocking till you knock her sore. Like I done told you once before, and no use knocking on my door.
Mama, now she's the hottest baby in town. Flamin' Mamie, that highfalutin' mama. Now baby, won't you turn your never down. She's sweet like a bee, she's tall like a tree. I'm telling you folks, she's a-killin' me. Flamin' Mamie, that highfalutin' mama. Well, she's the hottest baby in town. Flamin' Mamie, that highfalutin' mama. She's the hottest baby in town. Flamin' Mamie, that highfalutin' mama. Well, baby, won't you turn your never down. She's soft like a cat, she's tough like a mule. I'm telling you folks, she's a pitchin' fool. Flamin' Mamie, that highfalutin' mama. She's the hottest baby in town. Charlie boy, take that song. That highfalutin' mama, now she's the hottest baby in town. Flamin' Mamie, that highfalutin' mama. Well, baby, won't you turn your dapper down. Now she's got that skin that you love to touch. I bet you $5 that you don't touch much. Flamin' Mamie, that highfalutin' mama. Well, she's the hottest baby in town. Oh, Mr. Quigley, yeah, yeah. This is the Avenue. Call her Flamin' Mamie, that highfalutin' mama. Now she's the hottest baby in town. Flamin' Mamie, that highfalutin' mama. Oh, baby, won't you turn your dapper down. She'll make a musician lay down his fiddle, make a bald-headed man part his hair in the middle. Flamin' Mamie, that highfalutin' mama. Now she's the hottest baby in town. Mama, now she's the hottest baby in town. Flamin' Mamie,
mama, now baby, won't you turn your napper down? She got a shape like a lizard and legs like a frog, and when she kisses me, I holler hot dog. Flaming baby, that highfalutin mama, now she's the hottest baby in town.
Oh, yeah, that was crackly. Sorry about that. I'm playing my 78s that I brought back from Texas. Only a handful of them because it's kind of hard to travel with 78s.
Was that the plain old country boy?
That was Flamin' Mammy, Highfalutin Mama. And I'm the Highfalutin Mama as well. That was Hank Penny.
Mm-hmm. You had to have this record just for this. Just for that one little line.
I think it's cute anyway.
Line.
That was a King 78.
And it's in bad
condition.
But you know what? My record is even in worse condition. The next thing I'm going to play, I don't know, I have mixed feelings about this. It wasn't even that cheap. The Lainey Walker record, that was, I mean, perfect primitive rockabilly, but it wasn't primitive as in badly primitive. This next record sure certainly is. I don't know why this showed up at some place on the Logan label. I think that's early 60s or late 50s. I don't know if this is like a homemade production. Really, really, actually, it's cute. I like it, and I think I overpaid for this, but I had to have it. It's called Rockabilly Music by Al and Jim. The record is in absolutely terrible condition, but it doesn't matter because it's not good anyway.
Crappy records.
I find this for some reason enjoyable. It is like, I mean, there are some country boys sitting around somewhere thinking like, let's make some rockabilly music. And they did some rockabilly music. And it is as primitive as it can be.
What's the name of it?
Al and Jim, rockabilly music.
Oh, rockabilly music.
Yes, and I think this is the one time probably in my life that I'm ever going to play this. So try to enjoy that. It's cute. Come on, it's cute.
Rockabilly music is the music in me. Rockabilly music makes you bat your feet. Rockabilly music is the music for me. I sit by the fire night after night. I wait for the moment when the music is right. I roll back the rug to make plenty of room. I tell her, my baby, get your dancing shoes. We dance all night till the break of day. We do our dance in the modern way. We sometimes wonder where we got our start. I guess it comes from a rockabilly heart. Rockabilly music is the music for me. Rockabilly music is the music in me. Rockabilly music makes you bat your feet. Rockabilly music for me. Rock, 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 pretty baby. 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 Rock, pretty baby, well, all night long.
There's no use going home tonight, I'd only lie awake. My baby said goodbye again, and my heart's about to break. So please don't mind me sitting here, alone with my regrets. Another cup of coffee, and a pack of cigarettes. Coffee, cigarettes, and tears. Coffee, cigarettes, and tears. just a nervous wreck am I since my baby said goodbye. Coffee, cigarettes, and tears. It's nice of you to tell me, pal, that she was all to blame. She only brings me misery, but I love her just the same. I understand your sympathy, you'd like to help some way, but just fill up my cup again and empty out the tray. Coffee, cigarettes, and tears. Coffee, cigarettes, and tears. Just a nervous wreck am I since my baby said goodbye. Coffee, cigarettes, and tears. Oh, pick it out like I showed you, boy. My heart cries out with loneliness. I'll find somebody new. She isn't worth the price I pay, but there's nothing I can do. No matter how I tell myself, I hate her more and more. But I'd be the first to welcome her if she walked in the door. Coffee, cigarettes, and tears. Coffee, cigarettes, and tears. Just a nervous wreck am I since my baby said goodbye. Coffee, cigarettes, and tears.
Coffee, cigarettes, and tears.
That's totally my thing.
That was, yeah. And tears.
And tears, yes.
Do I make you cry?
Always, always.
This crackly record almost makes me cry. Yeah, we had a little crack session. We're not smoking crack. We're just playing it.
Oh, funny.
That was Coffee, Cigarettes, and Tears. Bearable, you say the name, though.
Charlie Peanut Faircloth.
I like the way he says
we got a fine young fella here by the name of Charlie Peanut Faircloth. Gonna sing in some most favorite country western melodies.
I think this voice goes together wonderful with the next one. Jerry Glenn, whose other name was Jerry Kennedy, who actually happened to be a producer later. He was doing a lot of things. And this sounds like a Kid record. I don't know.
What?
On the...
Sounds like a Kid record?
Sounds like a Kid, yes.
I discovered this record and I loved it.
Yes, I mean,
I'm a chicken fan. I have chicken tattoos and like, yeah.
Yes, she does.
We have a chicken, punk rock chicken thing where in Seattle and everything, so.
Okay. Normally, this would be the kind of style. It's getting really hick here. I mean, the record I played before, I mean, you heard that. That was just as hick as can be. The next one is too, but for some reason, it's fantastic. I don't know why. I love his voice. It's just great. This song has got something, and it's got a tambourine. I don't know. Jerry Glenn, a.k.a. Jerry Kennedy, who later was a famous producer, and it sounds like at the age of 12 he sang this song, and I love it.
What's the name of the song?
It's 16 Chickens and a Tambourine.
And a tambourine!
Of course! Here it is. I think it's been a successful record. This is not an obscurity here. Where is my button? Here it is. No, it's not. What am I doing?
Oh,
wait a second. Oh, wait. Ah, no, I'm... Aha. Drop the needle wrong.
Drop the needle.
So now here it is.
As I run across the tater patch to see if my hen had hatched, she jumped up singing the tune, 16 chickens and a tambourine, 16 chickens and a tambourine, sing true rock, a root of our day. Funniest sight I ever seen, 16 chickens and a tambourine. Gosling pin and a gander rod, humpback mule, a flying
Tell that man to clear the track, sand the rails and ball the jack. Scratch that gravel on the rail, just got time to load the mail. Blow that whistle, ring the bell, listen to that engine yell. Memphis, Nashville, Birmingham, black-eyed peas and country ham. Watch that fireman shoveling coal, listen to those drivers roll. Blow that whistle, ring the bell, listen to that engine yell. Stop in Tennessee, see if my gal's been true to me. She ain't been, I can't stay long, let that freight train carry me on. Blow that whistle, ring the bell, listen to that engine yell. Ooh, ooh, ooh. 90 miles an hour on a one-way track, going like the devil was on her back. A little more throttle, little more steam, fill the night with a mighty scream. Blow that whistle, ring the bell, listen to that engine yell. A deep dark hole. Here she comes, round the bend, rocking and rolling from end to end. Blow that whistle, ring the bell, listen to that son of a gun yell.
Did you realize we played two records that didn't sound correctly as
didn't
hell?
Crack. Yeah,
that was some instrumental show off here.
That was Eddie Kirk, Freight Train Breakdown.
You're having a breakdown here.
Yeah, yes. I think so. On the Capitol. Yeah, I have one more 78 after his record, and then I'm going to go back to the 45s.
Okay, I'm sticking with the 45s. yeah, 16 Chickens and a Tambourine. I don't know, I loved it. And that made me think, tambourine, an absolutely underrated instrument. I probably would expect I'm going to play a garage record now. I'm not going to. I play another very common thing. I like it when instruments make an effect. And what can you do with a tambourine? Of course, if you shake a tambourine, sounds like electricity. And so, and so thought Bobby Lord when he did High Voltage. Here is his electrifying tambourine on... Is that Columbia? That is Columbia. Another classic here. Here we go.
Live wire. Whenever we kiss, she sets me on fire. Her eyes light up like a Christmas tree, and her lips create electricity. A high voltage, a high voltage, a high voltage. My baby is shocking me. Well, I don't need a heater in the wintertime. As long as I've got my baby mine, she keeps me happy, chases all my blues. And when she holds my hand, I blow a fuse. A high voltage, a high voltage, a high voltage. My baby is shocking me. First time I saw her at the Saturday dance, that started off our big romance. I looked at her, she looked at me, and we set off a high frequency. A high voltage, a high voltage, a high voltage. My baby is shocking me. She's a drugstore blonde and not so shy. Lightning strikes when she walks by. The guys don't whistle like they used to do, cause she's liable to stop and shock them too. A high voltage,
Kentucky hills to see what I could see. I heard the sound of a tom-tom beat and a Cherokee smiled at me.
He came riding up on a snow-white horse, and then to my surprise, his lips never moved, but he smiled at me with those haunting Cherokee eyes. With fringe 4 inches long, he was a picture at the powwow dance as he sung an Indian song. He finished singing and he came to me, and we said our goodbyes. He gently kissed me, then he smiled again with those haunting Cherokee eyes. Those haunting Cherokee
Haunting.
78. Mm-hmm. That was my last 78 for today.
Okay.
That was the Amber Sisters, Cherokee Eyes. That
Capital. The other one was also Capital, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think they're all... I don't have any... yeah, anyway.
Good. Yeah. You have to talk now because I'm going to change the stylus.
Goodness, talking. You know, that's not my forte.
You have to tell us the whole story. Who are the Amber Sisters? Where are they from? What did they do? What was their career starting with?
I did look them up, you know what I mean? That information just goes in and out. But yeah, this is... I have a few Amber Sisters records that are not really that great. But this is one song that I was like so excited to discover. So yeah, Cherokee Eyes. Mm-hmm. And...
okay, it's my turn. I'm going to play some R&B now. If I set this, if I can cue this up correctly, The Rivoliers, I Want to See My Baby, also a very common record, and I'm too loud, I guess. Wait a second. Not sure if this is queued up right. This is a good record. This is great. I Want to See My Baby. I like this. This is fantastic. On Batten. I keep wondering what the Batten name is. That's one thing why I... what causes me trouble? The Batten label is not out of Baton Rouge. It's out of New York. It's weird. Okay, here we go.
So lonesome by myself, I wanna see my baby. Yes, and I don't mean maybe. I wanna see my baby get so lonesome by myself. When I go home late at night, I'm so lonesome, can't eat a bite. Go to bed, but I can't sleep. I can't sleep because nothing's right. I wanna see my baby. I wanna see my baby. I wanna see my baby get so lonesome by myself.
see my baby. I want to see my baby get so lonesome by myself. I want to see my baby, yes, and I don't mean maybe. I want to see my baby get so lonesome by myself. Oh.
Wide and sandy desert, with the sun and the wind in my eyes. I'm trying to get home, but the odds are against me, for there's no running water inside. Devil birds are circling lower and lower, and the end's a little closer with each new. As we ride to the finish of this one-sided battle, I know we'll be leaving mighty soon. I can see and hear the cowboys way off in the distance as they sing and herd their cattle on and on. And inside a stream of water, free running water, just a few more weary steps and I'll be home. Free running water, worth more than all the silver. When you're out on the desert deep and wide, my pony's getting weary and I'm going dreary. Lead me to that water, Lord, I cry.
That is, I mean, why the hell do you have that?
I'm surprised. You're very professional for a moment there with the...
Yes, these two records faded into each other perfectly.
That was, man, I love that record.
That is really great.
Man.
Goosebumps. And it's on the Reed label. When do you ever see a Reed 45?
This was Johnny Gore, Running Water.
Fantastic.
Johnny Gore and the Jesters.
So I think the two records we play in a row now are gonna be make each other jealous. I'm quite jealous about this one, and the next one is gonna make you angry because
it was mine and he made me give it to him.
I discovered this record somewhere, put it on a also was it Discogs Want List or eBay. I found anyway.
I don't know.
I discovered the record, but you found it for sale, and I was so angry. I said, "This can't. This is impossible. It can't happen. Please don't." And so I twisted her arm to buy it from her.
And build me a toilet.
Oh, yes. And I'm going to build you a house, by the way. Remember
that's
that.
Right. He's going to be building me a house.
So I think that's a good trade for this next record.
I guess I got the good in the stick.
This is another obscurity. This is a beautifully underproduced, let's call this a perfect mixture between a teen record, a garage, rockabilly, Buddy Holly influenced. This is everything. This record is absolutely everything. It's Bobby Sanders, Knock Knock Love. Bobby Sanders with the, wait a second, with the Don Hosek combo. Don Hosek sounds like Don Jose with a different letter at the end. I don't know if they... I don't know if I see a connection here, but anyway, that's on the Rason label, R-A-S-O-N. Never seen or heard anything about this thing, and it's fantastic. It's simple, and it's just, I mean, this is just wonderful, and I'm very, very, very pleased to have that, just as Gava is pleased to have that Read 45. This is great. Listen, this is, I mean, I don't know, why are we even talking about this? Can we just listen to it?
Well, last night, baby, about a half past eight, I went a-strolling past your gate. I didn't realize it was so late, but I had to tell you something that just wouldn't wait. I love you so. This I wanted you to know. Won't you say that you'll always care? That there is a love we two can share. I walked up to your door and I watched you. You came to the door and you looked so nice. Then and there I knew they'd soon be throwing rice and we'd be together in a paradise. I love you so. This I wanted you to know. Won't you say that you'll always care? That there is a love we two can share. Yeah, yeah, oh, this is a love we two can share. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. I may be a drifter, saw all the sights there are to touch the human heart. They say that I'm a gypsy and I'm a rambling man, but it grew wise my rambling heart since my wandering life began. I know life and I know love, I've felt the good and bad. I've met the true, I've met the blue, I've met the gay and sad. I know the fears, I've seen the tears that untrue hearts can bring. I saw the joy of girl and boy when true love makes them sing. I have known the bitter and I have known the sweet, and I once knew a broken heart, a life so incomplete. But now my heart's contented, it's happy just to roam, for it grew wise, my rambling heart, now the open road's my home. I met those who found true love whose hearts were full of song. I met the blues hearts untrue were paying for their wrong. I hear some laugh, I hear some cries through the towns I roam. But it's too wise, my rambling heart, and the open road's my home. I may be a drifter who wandered from the start, but I saw all the sights there are to touch the human heart. They say that I'm a gypsy and I'm a rambling man, but it grew wise, my rambling heart, since my wandering life began. I know life and I know love, I've felt the good and bad. I've met the true, I've met the blue, I've met the gay and sad. I know the fears, I've seen the tears that untrue hearts can bring. I saw the joy of girl and boy when true love makes them sing.
feeling. I have the feeling that the Abbott label has a concept, because we have like 5 or 6 45s that have all the same kind of sound, probably the same backing, the same minor key feeling to it. I don't know. There seemed to have been a concept on the Abbott label to do just that. What is it?
What is it? It's the Abbott label.
Well, obviously.
Jim Reeves, My Rambling
Heart.
Jim
Reeves.
Yeah.
But I think go back in our show and listen and play all the Abbott 45s we have. Yeah. They all sound just like that. Like the Haunting Waterfall or
yeah,
all those things.
Waterfall, it's, that's right, yeah.
I'm going to something completely different now. Once upon a time, I played you a Calypso record by Blind Blake and his Royal Victoria Hotel Calypsos, which is wonderful. Love Alone, a record that I fell in love so much with. And I tell you what, this is, what was it? It was like 3 45 EPs in a cardboard folder, and the song that comes right before Love Alone is Run Come See Jerusalem, and it's just as beautiful as that, and it's probably something unusual and unexpected to play, but I like this. This is great. This is just, I mean, if you're in a bad mood, I mean, it's a sad story, it's about people drowning from in a sea, terrible, but it's beautiful. Listen to that. So Calypso goes Calypso.
Was 1929. I remember that day pretty well. 1929. Right then there was talking about a storm in an island. My God, what a beautiful morning. There was talking about a storm in our island. Right then it was trees say leaving out a harbor. With mothers and children on board, was trees say leaving out a harbor. Don't sail was the Atlanta, Midland, and Batoria. My God, the war band for Andrews, the Atlanta, Midland, and Batoria. Right then the Atl was bound for Staniel Creek. With mothers and children on board, then the Atl was bound for Staniel Creek. My God, then the Myrtle was bound for Fresh Creek. My God, what a beautiful morning, then the Myrtle was bound for Fresh Creek. My God, Portoria was out on the ocean. Dashing from side to side from whip. Portoria was out on the ocean. Right then the big sea bill up in the northwest. Then children come holding on to mother's land, a big sea bill up in the northwest.
Run, come see Jerusalem.
My God, when the first sea hit the Portoria.
Run, come see.
Then mothers come holding on to children when the first sea hit the Portoria.
Run, come see Jerusalem.
My God, then the sailor head down but to the bottom.
Run, come see.
Then the captain come grabbing for the tiller when the sailor head down but to the bottom.
Run, come see Jerusalem.
My God, it was 33 souls on the water.
Run, come see.
Swimming and praying to the Daniel God. 33 souls on the water.
Run, come see Jerusalem.
My God, then George Brown, he was the captain.
Run, come see.
He shout, my children, come pray. Now George Brown, he was the captain.
Run, come see Jerusalem.
My God, he say, come now, witness your judgment.
Run, come see.
He
run,
shout,
come
my
see.
Children, come pray. Come now, witness your judgment.
Run, come see Jerusalem.
Was on the following Sunday, they say about 2 a.m. Two bad men came and knocked at Moses' door. They said to Uncle Mose, we've come to take the boy. He whistled at that woman and he must go. He was taken to a stable, beaten, shot right through the head. All one could hear were blows and Emmett's cries. Last words were, Mama, save me, have mercy on me, Lord. The blows still fell, but little Emmett had died. Emmett Till, Emmett Till. His name will be a legend, we all know. Tallahatchie, Mississippi, to see his Uncle Mose. But we won't see little Emmett anymore. Weights were placed upon his body in the river they did flame, believing their fiendish crime they'd hide. But in time the body came afloat, still wearing daddy's ring, ring and feet Uncle Mose identified. The two men went to trial, sat and grinned and smoked and chewed, as the fearful witnesses all did testify. Jurors out 65 minutes returned verdict in hand. Not guilty was their very prompt reply. Oh, Emmett Till, Emmett Till. His name will be a legend we all know. Tallahatchie, Mississippi, to see his Uncle Mose. But we won't see little Emmett anymore. We won't see little Emmett anymore. Oh, we won't see little Emmett anymore.
Two terrible stories here.
Yeah, I thought, like, I've been waiting for a long time to have a reason to play this one, but it's just such a downer. It's an absolute downer.
But
since you played Jordan, kind of Calypso downer, but it's like a true story.
It's a true story
about death, and this is also a true story. Yes. Yeah. So if you don't know this story about Emmett Till, this is the death of Emmett Till by the Ramparts on the Dutone label. If you don't know the story, look it up. It's very disturbing. It gives me chills. It makes me want to cry just thinking about it. But
the song sounds happier. Like not he's singing happier than the story was.
Well, so. Yeah. But then so that's also maybe the dedication for February is Black History Month.
It's Black History Month, exactly.
Which is a little sad is that they got the shortest month of the year.
Oh well, but it's the most special month because it's special. It's good.
But yeah, so at least I finally got a month.
Yes.
I remember in school, like we actually, the whole month you learned about Black History, but then without that month, you don't learn about it. So it's kind of sad.
Like I once said about any sort of...
it shouldn't be just a monthly experience.
The problem
education.
Is...
Education, it should be daily.
With anything that gets dedicated, like a date or a month or whatever kind of holiday...
Like Valentine's Day even.
It's like Valentine's Day, which is today, by the way, we don't talk about it.
Celebrate love on that day.
Yes. The problem with those dedicated holidays is that it gives you a reason to ignore it for the rest of the year. And that's why I don't. I prefer not to celebrate anything on a particular holiday. Shame and all this. Shame is also the title of the last record I played tonight because it's 1:10 already. My God, the time has passed. This is The Wet Paint. Shame, a garage record from Chicago on the... For some reason, the label is called Royal Hollywood. P.O. Box something, Chicago, Illinois. So, it's a good double-sider. It's cracked all around the label. I soldered it with a soldering iron. Looks terrible. Doesn't sound that good either, but it's a good record. So, because I had nothing else that I could possibly follow your record with. And I think then we're almost gone for the day, are we?
Sure.
Scuba doesn't care.
Sure, why not?
Okay, The Wet Paint, Shame.
She really shamed me now. She really shamed me now. She really shamed me now. No end in life, and this is how. Well, she came to me and said one bright and sunny day that I'd have to pay for treating her that no good way. She really shamed me now. She really shamed me now. She really shamed. She really shamed me now. She really shamed me now. She really shamed me now with lies and her stories. Oh, she called her friends and people.
me now. She really shaved me now. She really
at daybreak he'll be there, thinking about the crack of noon when smoke will fill the air. He didn't come to get away from wife or cranky child. Psycho came to go hog wild. Grass to find a pheasant's nest. The wildlife is huddled in the coverts out of fear. The anal psycho gunner's coming back next year. Psycho!
Psychos on another shooting spree.
Man,
which, I was late.
Which
was
radio shows would play something as primitive as we played before and something in stereo from 1970-something?
74 is this. Yeah, it was... But I thought the show was over. That's what I understood.
Well, so we didn't even say goodbye.
I hadn't found a record to play, so I just grabbed this. And actually, it fits perfectly after starting the show with...
Living by the Gun and Psycho Gunner.
This is Ron Sutherland, Psycho Gunner, on the Lindrick
is label. Is it Indrick or Lindrick? I can't see the Lindrick. First... Oh, that's an L.
It's L. Okay,
yeah. It looks kind of cool, actually. what did I want to say?
I don't know.
I wanted to say that... I just had something funny to say,
I forgot.
Well, anyway, was this kind of a psycho show?
This is even more psycho.
This is now really psycho. This is really weird. I told you disturbing. I want to do this Bertram special. I'm not gonna do all that now because we say goodbye now. With another one on the Bertram label, and that is the one, probably one of the most disturbing records I have. And I don't quite know why this is the way it is. The most incorrect thing ever. Yes, Master, by Don Carson and the Casuals, written by Eden Abbes. I don't know what this is supposed to be, if that's some sort of weird religious cult, hippie, wannabe something. I don't know, but it is just odd. It is just wrong.
It's a good ender for Valentine's Day.
And that is a wonderful, it is a wonderful ender for Valentine's Day, indeed. We say goodbye. Thank you for listening.
Thanks a lot.
If you did, I mean, obviously you're doing because...
Thank you. Come again.
You say that all the time. It's not even funny.
No.
Okay. There was more I wanted to talk about, but as usual, I forget those things. So, shall I play this record?
Do it already.
No, wrong answer. Shall I play this record?
Yes, Master.
Ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
Woman.
Yes, Master.
Woman.
Yes, Master.
Woman.
Yes, yes, Master. May we please the Master tonight?
Woman.
Yes, Master.
Woman.
Yes, Master.
Woman.
Yes, yes, Master. May we please the Master tonight?
Will he have wine, sweet or dry? Will he have maidens swaying by? Will he have lips fragrant as a flower? And does the Master feel like love? Hour.
Woman.
Yes, Master.
Woman.
Yes, Master.
Woman.
Yes, yes, Master. May we please the Master tonight?
Ooh. Ah.
Scabba made just a perfect joke.
That needs to be remastered.
That needs to be remastered. Okay, funny. Goodbye.